Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Sharon.
Hi Sharon, my name's Trista. I'm just wanting to basically inquire whether there was any availability at all to euthanize like a tiny little pet today.
What sort of pet do you have?
So it's just a small mouse.
Oh, okay. And what's wrong with the mouse?
So recently I brought her in to just be examined because she had, well, I didn't know what it was at the time, but that it was confirmed that it was a cancerous, like, tumour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just from what the vet could see, you know. He basically said, look, unfortunately, this is common.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he couldn't really give me a time frame. We did take home some medication and we had been administering that, but it's just obviously progressively got worse. And he mentioned something about if it was, like, weeping or there was any blood or...
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's what I can see. Which is really sad. But I'm just wondering, is it possible to, like, bring her in at any stage today, possibly?
Yeah, it might be. So it was here that she was seen, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He was a young man.
It'll be Dr. Brock, yeah. What's the name of your little mouse?
Labubu.
How are you spelling that?
So I think they put it in as mouse though, but my son since told me what he's updated its name to because he keeps changing its name.
Yeah, that's okay. And what's your surname?
My surname? I think I put it under McLaren, McLaren.
Yeah, yeah. We've got mouse and mouse two. Which one was this?
So they did ask if I had another one and I said yes, but the other one's fine.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was Brock that you said.
That could be why they've put that in there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably for your second one.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me just have a look here. Yeah, we should be able to let me have a look here. We do have a bit of time about 20 past 10.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine. We can... Yeah, that'd be fine.
Decided obviously that's what you want. You didn't need to speak to the vet at all?
Look, he had already said to me that if there was any blood or anything, that's when he would consider doing that because I think ethically he was like, it's not time yet.
Yeah.
But now that I can physically see that, I'm all for it because honestly, she must be in pain.
Oh, yeah, so. Fair enough. And a lot of poor mice do get that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Poor little things, but once it's hard for them to get around. Then,
it's awful, honestly. It's so sad to watch.
I know, but yeah, that's definitely an option for the poor little thing. Now,
do you guys do any, like, take-home stuff, like paw prints or anything like that?
We
could we do that?
We can definitely do that. And did you want, you want to take her home or do you want us to look after her or...?
I don't really know. Is it like an extra fee? Because they said it was like 150, but I don't know whether like if we leave them with you, is that like an extra charge or anything for you guys
No, that's just that'll just be like council.
Yeah, of course. I might talk to my son and I'll just ask him because I'm not really sure what he wants to do.
Otherwise, we can wrap her up nicely, and if you get a little special spot to bury her at home.
Okay, thank you.
Well. Yeah, but
thank you so much.
That's okay. That's probably for the ashes back, like for the private cremation.
Okay, okay.
That costs a bit more because they have to, you know, do the cremation separately and return the ashes to you.
Yeah. Okay.
But a lot of people, especially with small animals, they just take them home and bury them somewhere or just leave them here.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll have a chat to him anyway before we actually come in and, I'll see what he wants to do.
Okay, no worries. All right, we'll see you then.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's okay. Right. Bye.